Thank you for that, Betsy, and I thought it did as well. Okay, recurring items, minutes for 4-1, 4-15, and 4-19. Does anyone have any corrections, comments, or I need a motion to accept them?
There were some edits I had circulated around. I think it was for one of those, maybe the April meeting.
4-1.
So are we voting on those edits, or are we voting on the original?
I don't understand the edits.
I never got the edits, or if I got them, I didn't read them.
I sent them around to everybody after the meeting last time we talked about it. But can we postpone those minutes for my comments? Just so we have a chance to talk over those edits more.
All right. Do you want to?
They're already almost late.
That way I can talk to Cynthia about the edit and it's squared away.
Can you hear me? This is Cynthia.
Yep, can hear you.
If you don't want to do anything with the 4-1 minutes, do you want to do the 4-15 and the 4-19 minutes?
Sure, since I haven't, I'll just accept them at face value since I really haven't had a chance to look at them, but I would like to go back to the 4-1 minutes later.
So would you make that a motion, someone, please?
Sure. Tell me the dates again, Emily, for what?
4-15 and 4-19.
So I'll move that we approve the 4-15 and 4-19 minutes.
I need a second for that.
Second.
All those in favor, is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor, we'll have to do a roll call vote. Scott?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself. So that's unanimous for that. Warrants for payment, I believe the following have not been approved, and that is payroll warrant 19106 for $6,075.88. An accounts payable warrant for 19108 for $17,635.19. An accounts payable warrant 19103 for $91,789.54. And a payroll warrant 19102 for $6,087.42. Those all were sent by Ellen to us when she did out those payroll and accounts payable warrants. Did everyone have a chance to look at them, and were there any questions?
No questions here.
Anybody else? Then I will make a motion that we approve those four warrants and in the amount specified for those times. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor, is there any discussion or questions?
Aye.
Pardon? All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay, tonight, Scott?
He was. And he's here.
I'm here.
You're on, Jim.
Good. So the crack sealing, they started crack sealing yesterday, and they're going to be here probably a couple more days, at least one more day, maybe two. I did have a conversation with them about if the price would stay the same if they did for the $15,000 what we got budgeted for after July. And he said the price would stay the same on that, and he would wait and bill us after the 1st of July if we still wanted to move to go ahead and have him do that work while he's here.
Okay. Why don't you give us the rest of your report, and then we'll come back to that discussion of that item.
Okay. Yep. So I did get the tractor, and the loader has been serviced. So that's those two items are good to go now. The Western Star has been serviced. I sent it down to Sables, and they serviced that. The pickup, I sent it over, had that serviced over to Greens. And that needs some work done to it. It needs the left side ball joints, upper and lower, and needs a spring on the back on the left side. I got two prices, one from Greens, and they were $2,000 and $2,015 to do that work, and that was only that one spring. And then the ball joints. I called McLeod's and got a price from McLeod's, and they will do bulker springs on the rear, put heavy duty springs in it, and do the ball joints for $1,685. We're going to have to get the work done, and I recommend that we send it up to McLeod's.
Does anybody want to make a motion to approve that expenditure?
I'll make a motion that we send the $550 up to McLeod's to have the springs done.
And the ball joints?
Yes, and the ball joints.
I'll second that. Any discussion? All those in favor? Chuck? Chuck?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Continue on, Jim.
Okay. And then the Howe Hill project there, things kind of got off at a little bit of a rougher start, but things are coming along with it. And I see you're going to have in there that you're going to be talking about maybe something to do with having John Harrington be there a little more often. So we're still going to talk about that, right?
Yep, that's next on the agenda.
Yeah, perfect. And then I did get the permission from Carver to do what we need to do on that upper culvert there, the bigger one on the upper hillside. And I'll end up talking with Brooks. There, yeah, I'll catch up with him. I don't have a permission slip from him yet, but I will get it here within the next day. And then roadside mowing, is it okay if I have Keith Sawyer mow roadsides for me again 3 days a week this year?
As far as I'm concerned, I would think you'd start it when you get some grass and you get those invasives. You probably don't want to start him just yet, do you?
No, not yet. No. No. I was thinking more towards 1st of June, probably, but we'll see. And then we've been ditching and picking all the ditchings up and everything. We started down on the north end, and I've got Graves and Andy Road, Kenyon Hill Road, and Sugar House Road, and A-Frame ditched, and hopefully we'll grade some of them tomorrow. But we're working our way back towards the middle of town. And the other thing that I was looking to talk about, if I can pull it back up here, but that email that Ellen sent about Charles on that bandrail.
Yes. Did you speak to him again?
I've tried. I've called and left him a message, and I hear nothing from him at all. He hasn't called me back. But the problem is, the way that I see it is, the first time I called him, he said, yeah, don't you worry, Jim, I paid it, took right care of him. And now this is an ongoing issue. So is there anything that the town should do, like to send him a letter to show that we're trying? I mean, out of the fairness, I mean, I understand it's nothing to do with the town now, and we wash our hands of it because it was Charles, but to make it right, I mean, for the Bandrail Company, because we're going to want them to come back in all the time, should we be sending the Bandrail Company or something a letter, just, you know, explaining to them something, or what?
I called the girl back that called or emailed Ellen, and I had a conversation with her and told her that back in January I had talked to the owner, and you had talked to Charles, and you thought that he was going to get paid, and that we had heard nothing more, and so we assumed he had gotten paid. I suggested that, because it isn't our really account, I suggested that perhaps if her boss had a lawyer that he knew or that worked with him on various things, that maybe a lawyer's letter might perk Charles up to pay, or she could always take it to small claims court. And personally, I don't know how that works, but I know that people do get their money that way. And I guess there's been some turnover in the office from what she said of the Bandrail person, but still, he should have paid her. But I explained to her that we had no idea that he hadn't, and we were going to withhold money. But then he got the Bandrail, and we just assumed that he would pay. And so I don't know what's the thought of the rest of the board.
Does this fall under breach of contract?
Well, it might.
Not with the town. It's not. I don't think it would be a breach of contract with the town. It would be a breach of contract between... This is a subcontractor we're talking about, right?
Correct.
It could be a breach of contract or some other claim between the contractor and subcontractor, but not between the town and the main contractor.
Well, I guess,
can you hear
me? We've already paid the contractor in full.
So can you hear me?
We don't have any.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
So the only comment that I would add to this is that I believe in the contract and the grant paperwork, it says that there are to be no subcontractors. And ECS did this without ever notifying the town that he had subcontracted that work out. And that's the only thing I have to add.
Well, I think then I think that that we certainly could go after them to make them pay it, because they did something that would be a breach of contract then, wouldn't it? Would it not?
I'm not sure about that. It depends. There might be a little bit of homework to do here. I mean, if that was the stipulation in the contract, but the contract's already been performed in full, it might not be such a slam dunk. But Ellen, that's good to know that language was in there.
Unfortunately,
I'll double check that when I get back to the office, but I think that's the case.
Unfortunately, if we had known, we wouldn't have paid Charles, but shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something we can do, but it could get a little complicated.
I think the best... go ahead.
I mean, my only thing I see about it is it's just a poor deal, because it's a relationship that we're going to have to carry through with these bands up and forth. I just didn't know if they've seen how Emily's talked to them and she's handled it and cleared it up, and I thank you for doing that, Emily. Moving forward, I do know that individual will not get a good reference out of me at all.
Yeah, right. And that's some good leverage there. So that might be a good lever to pull.
I would.
Other than that, that's about it.
That's it for you, Jim? Okay, Howl Hill Engineering is the next thing on the agenda. And I asked, as Jimmy mentioned, things with Avery got kind of started at kind of a rough start. And in Sharon, they asked for more supervision from Horizons Engineering. And I don't know, is John Harrington, you're on the phone here somewhere too, right? I thought I saw his name, but anyway, John was. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Anyway, I asked John, I sent to you both the old proposal that we are under and the supervision that was going to be extended to us with that contract that we signed with John. And I asked him for a proposal that we could look at tonight that would give us some additional supervision over this subcontractor and Pike in general. Sharon has done that because they want a good job and they want to be sure things are done right. And Jimmy and I talked about it after Monday and Tuesday. And actually, we talked about it on Friday. And I asked John to get this proposal together. Jimmy can't do everything and watch over this guy on a daily basis and get the other things that he has to get done accomplished. And so that's why I asked for the additional proposal for additional engineering. And I think probably in this particular instance, it will be a good idea to have somebody overseeing what's going on a daily basis, especially with the subcontractor that's doing the culverts, because it's going to be important that they're put in right and the right material is put in around them and that they're compacted properly. And that if we want a good job, maybe we should go for a little bit of extra supervision. And so just to get the conversation going, I would move that we contract with Horizons Engineering for additional supervision for the Howl Hill project.
I agree, but what's the issues that have arisen at this point, I guess?
Jimmy, do you want to speak to those?
Yeah, I'll speak to those. So the first issue that I had to deal with was that the gray culvert issue. And
yep.
That kind of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we got that ironed out, and it's all been worked out. And then the second issue was that the culverts and what they wanted to use to put in and around the culverts. And then he comes to me and wants more money out of the town because of the load, having to have a truck there on site to clean up the extra material that he can't use when he's putting the culverts in, or the bad material that he has to haul away or give, whatever. He didn't have that in his contract. So he's moving forward. He looks like he's looking to try to somehow make himself so that he regains a little bit of his money, since how he was lowballed. And I really worry that what he's going to end up doing is he's going to start getting his quality of his work is going to start going down, because he's got to hurry, because he's not getting any extra money out of anybody when he asks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's certainly a good idea to have an engineer that's going to be there. I don't know how often we want that, I suppose, but certainly somebody third party that's, you know, going to let us professionally know what's going on, because always taking the contractor's thoughts aren't always
John Harrington. Sorry. John Harrington, you're on, right?
Yeah, I'm on.
I if I recall correctly, there we had talked about this some time ago, whether this might be a service you might offer once we got into doing the project. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, that's correct, Scott. I mean, we had construction engineering in the original contract going back to August 2019. It was a very limited, it was a more limited scope than what we're proposing with this change of scope number three. It was just basically, you know, a handful of site visits throughout the, I don't remember exactly, but it was $2,500 or something like that.
Right.
And when I talked to Jimmy and Emily, this contract is bringing that up to date with it's more regular inspections. It's, you know, if you look in there, it's, we're assuming the construction duration is going to be 3 weeks, 2 to 4 hours per day, resident engineer. We've got another PE in the office that's had has experience with this, you know, under my supervision. But this scope is in line with what we're doing with Sharon, mm-hmm. on the Sharon end of things, and what we think is appropriate work effort for given the scope of the work and the contractors involved. Yep. You know, this is for quality assurance. It's also just keeping tabs. We can keep tabs of quantities too. You know, we do a daily report, and we can, I haven't done that so far, but we can add quantities to the report if the town wants. You know, my intent is not to get carried away, but do what's necessary to get a good quality work product for the town, you know.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, it all sounds logical to me. From an expenditure standpoint, I think we've been paying for Horizon services out of the reserve, the paving reserve, and I think we would continue to do the same thing in this regard.
Yeah, it's
would everybody agree with that?
So,
I would agree with that. That would be. I think okay. This whole project should come out of the reserve, and then
right.
of course there'll be right. that grant that'll be there as well. But we won't right. get that grant money until after the 1st of July, anyway. And that's a grant that, you know, we've got to. That isn't going to come right away. This is all going to come out of the reserve. But I think that keeping track of these guys is going to be more work than Jimmy can do and still get the things done that he has to do. We have gotten, so that the time frame isn't quite as crunchy for Jimmy, we have gotten an extension. I received word yesterday from Rita Sato on the Bunker Hill project. They have granted us an extension on that. They've granted extensions to everyone on those projects because they were going to have the paperwork in by the 20th of June. And so we have gotten a little leeway there. I think it's mid-August now that the paperwork has to be in. But Jimmy's got a lot of work to do. And I think that somebody's got to oversee these guys. And that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's a great idea.
Is everyone ready to vote on that then? To extend the contract to this third addendum to the proposal or third scope of service for Horizon Engineering?
Sounds good.
I think we better do a vote. Scott?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
And myself, aye. We have to go back to crack sealing. I move that we have, while Nikon is in here, I move that we, especially since they will not bill it out until after the 1st of July, I move that we contract with them for the $15,000 worth of crack sealing that is in next year's budget and have them do it now.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion on the crack sealing? All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay, great. We've got through that two things. Truck purchases. I put this on there because, first of all, Jimmy, can you just explain a little bit when you expect those two trucks to come in now? You talked to me about that the other day.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, there's some other, I mean, the COVID and stuff is kind of back things up a little bit, like off for everybody, as we know. But the guy that I was talking to, Dan Nairclark, was kind of leaning more towards the end of August, somewhere's in there, hopefully, that the first truck comes. That would be the 10-wheeler, would be the first truck to arrive. And then the second truck, the end of December. And anything before that, we could consider a bonus, is what I was told. So with that being said, we're going to have to plan on at least running one of these trucks into the winter for sure.
So,
but there's a chance we could get them sooner, it sounds?
Yeah, I mean, the one in August, I don't think that's, I mean, I don't think we're going to see that any sooner than August, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the end of August. But the one in December, we put that kind of long range out onto it. And if it does get there before then, well, then it's a bonus. But he was more or less leaning towards probably sometime towards the end of December.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the reason I put this truck purchases on there is we have three old trucks. We're going to get rid of two of them, we hope. We may have to put some money in one of them to get it to plow this winter until we get the new one. But if we don't start now getting ready to put an RFP out for replacing the third truck, we won't get it next year in the time frame that we really ought to be getting it. And so I was hopeful that we all would commit to getting an RFP out to come up with what we wanted for a truck for next year's purchase that we would probably contract for the summer or fall. But we really need to get, these trucks aren't holding up, and we really need to get the third truck out of here as well before it all falls apart. And so I guess I'm looking, John and Steve, maybe you did the RFP and worked on that with Jimmy last year. Time, would you be willing to do that again?
I'd be happy to.
I'd be happy to as well.
And would that be happy with the rest of the board if they did that, seeing that they already know how to do one now?
Maybe.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So do we need to vote on that? I don't believe we do if we're just going to get a committee of two to get the the truck RFP start to roll. I don't think that that's anything that commits money. I think we're all set there. The sand RFP we put in here next, Jimmy would like to get the sand in earlier. That is technically the same sand RFP that we put out last year, except that it has 3,500 of sand versus 3,000, because there is no old sand left in the pile. So Jimmy thought we needed a little more. If you approve that sand RFP, it would come due at our next regular meeting. And it also stated in there that delivery should occur before the 1st of September. Any discussion?
What was the thought on type of and amounts of each kind of sand, or one sand, or?
I think Jimmy was figuring to go with half and half, weren't you, Jim?
Yeah, about like what we did this this last winter. Yeah.
You were happy. Did you mix it? Is that what you did? That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
You've been doing.
Yeah, we mixed that 3/8 stone with that brown. Yeah, it actually worked pretty good.
I thought the rose looked good. So.
I guess the only question I would have is if you feel confident that 3,500 is going to do it. Seems how all the old sand is gone. Do we want a little bit bigger cushion, or does that?
I tell you. I mean, if depend. I can't predict the winter coming, but I do know that if we have another winter just like we just did, and the amount that we sanded, that you'll be buying more sand before. But buying that.